Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with Game 2 of the Mavericks-Warriors Western Conference Finals Series. The Warriors dominated Game 1 as they led by 10 points after one quarter and by 19 heading into the final frame. They had no trouble in the fourth and rallied to a 25-point blowout win. In injury notes, Andre Iguodala is questionable and Gary Payton is out. Jordan Poole continues to see major minutes off the bench, and Otto Porter is up for more opportunity if Iguodala remains out. As for star players in this game, look out for Steph Curry. He delivered 47.5 DraftKings points in Game 1 as he logged his first double-double of the playoffs with 21 points and 12 rebounds. On the Mavs side, Luka Doncic was limited to just 34.8 DraftKings points in Game 1, which marked the first time he was held below 50 DK points in the postseason. One wild card to look out for tonight is Klay Thompson. Thompson totaled 30.3 DraftKings points in Game 1 as he contributed across the stat sheet. He's shooting an average of 45% from the field through three games against the Mavs this season. Now on to MLB picks, where we first look at the Nationals at Brewers game starting at 8:10 Eastern. The Nationals are 13-26 overall and 9-21 in their last 30. The results have been a mixed bag for the Brewers lately, but Eric Lauer going for them today is one of the most improved pitchers in baseball with 49 strikeouts in just 34 2/3 innings pitched. Later, we have the Padres starting out their series against the Giants in San Francisco. First pitch is at 10:15 Eastern, with Sean Manaea going up against Jacob Junis. The Giants have scored 75 runs in their last 11 games for an average of 6.8 runs per game. Also note that they have the highest walk rate, fourth lowest strikeout rate, and sixth highest WOBA in May. In MLB player news, Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez will receive an MRI after he was removed in the eighth inning of Thursday's 4-2 loss to the Reds when he fouled the ball off his right shin. Elsewhere, Max Scherzer was diagnosed with a moderate to high-grade oblique strain on Thursday, and he will miss 6 to 8 weeks. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment, no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.